Well, that whistling means that melodic tune must mean it's time for another episode of Philosophy by Marcus Tenacious Noggin. I'm like a bulldog, I won't let go. That might be why my mama named me Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Empty noggin, at your service. Road rage and restaurant rage. I appreciate the road workers keeping me up to date. There's always a sign here and there that says road work ahead. I like to know that the road works, but I don't know if I need so many signs telling me. It seems like a waste of taxpayer money, usually. The roads don't work so well every time I see one of those road work ahead signs. I do have a bit of the arthritis, and it seems like these same shovel crews are worried about me checking that my shoulder works. I don't know if I need a sign telling me to check my shoulder. Shoulder work ahead? Whose business is that? And even though I am a good God-fearing Christian man, I think there is a line that needs to be drawn between church and state. I have recently become aware of the road crews promoting Christianity, and you know, it's only a matter of time before one of these other religions complains, and then those signs are going to have to come down. You've seen those signs I'm talking about. Look up and live. It's just another promotion of religion, and like I said, I am a Sunday go-to-meeting kind of guy, but look up and live, it's just going to cause problems. Or you can't call me empty noggin. Those asphalt jockeys are getting pretty smart about it, too, putting those look up and live signs right under those high-power electrical wires. Very, very subtle. And those deer crossing signs. At least nowadays, the deer on the signs look like deer. Back in the good old days, I remember looking at those deer signs and wondering who drew it. Because it looked like a dog with horns, not a deer. I just hope these new signs work better than the old ones, because if the deer on the sign don't look like a deer, how are those deer going to know where to cross? We may have just caused more senseless deer casualties because they were looking at a sign wondering if this is the right place for deer to cross or is it a place for dogs with horns. I just think it is a humanitarian thing to do, you know, putting those signs up so the deer know where to cross. It just shows what kind of caring people live here in the U.S. of A. But don't get me started about those fallen rock signs. Why would you put those near roads? Oh, also, I just want to take this opportunity to apologize to the waiter I was rude to yesterday. I'm usually a pleasant kind of person, but when my back gets up, watch out. I don't know what was in my craw that made me complain in no uncertain terms that I was not pleased by being made to wait for a seat at that fancy restaurant yesterday. May have been the fact that I'm a pretty ornery-looking fellow with my wild whiskers and crazy hair. I do look a sight, and I'm not the kind of person most people want to see at an upscale feed bag place. I'm kind of surprised they didn't stick me in the back corner, which has been done to me before. After I calmed down, I felt bad, so I wound up leaving a really good tip. But that still don't mean I should have been rude. Sorry, Mr. Maitre D. Sometimes even empty noggin puts on airs. But the real message here is you can't judge a book by its cover. I may look like a crusty old coot, and sometimes my manners ain't the best, but I gave that waiter the best bump he had all day, probably a 30% tip. Those table-waiting people deserve it, putting up with all the nonsense us uppity people dish out. But don't be judging us scroungy-looking sorts. All one summer, when I was especially hairy-faced and wild-looking, I couldn't get no good service nowhere. People would just ignore me, hoping I was going away, but I just stood my ground waiting for them to do their job, which was to serve me. The worst place was those convenience stores. I couldn't walk up and down an aisle without having someone in my tail wondering what I was getting ready to steal. The sad part about this whole tale is that the community as a whole is a God-fearing, Jesus-loving people. They want everybody to know that Jesus loves them, but he might not love you if you have a scroungy beard or uncombed hair. Makes you wonder what kind of service Jesus would get around here if he came back and wanted a seat in an upscale place. He'd probably make him wear shoes and a tie. Come to think of it, if he went to church, he probably wouldn't get in the door, especially if he's wearing sandals. That's right. Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Just remember, you heard it first. Here from Empty Noggin.